advocacy and government relations are often confused, and many people assume their meanings to resemble each other. That's one of the reasons why both books, Advocacy Explained and Advocacy, the Companion Handbook, a guide to advocacy and lobbying in Canada and the United States, were produced by Henley Point. Advocacy and government relations certainly are related, but are usually, and increasingly, entire different parts of the process of trying to make change. Keep listening to this episode of Before, Behind, and Between to learn more about what exactly is advocacy and what is government relations.
Now.
Earlier this year, I was pleased to see my books, Advocacy Explained and Advocacy, the Companion Handbook, completed and made available to a whole bunch of retailers around the globe. Each are standalone books, and together make a perfect accompaniment, each complementing the other. I still get a flurry of emails and questions from students to owners of small businesses wanting to change zoning regulations that confuse advocacy and government relations, and even more so, lobbying. To refresh from an earlier episode, lobbying is a specific type of advocacy. Government relations is that bundle of work that necessarily focuses on lawmakers, elected representatives, and government officials. Advocacy refers to the general process of trying to effect change. Some people want to change the name of a university, and if it's a private university, the advocacy likely won't entail government relations. In fact, this form of advocacy could very well rely on public support, with corporate players possibly being positioned in key positions. One group is larger in mass, while the other is often quite larger in breadth and depth of financial support and investment. This is all advocacy, with little or no government relations, with likely no presence of lobbying involved either. Yet the changes desired could have a profound effect throughout the public. Now, petitions. Here's another one that I get a lot of emails about, and people love them, but few people really understand them. A petition is a tool in advocacy, sometimes in government relations, and occasionally in lobbying. Petitions at their core can signify a level of support for an issue or idea, either for or against something. But petitions must be approached with a high level of caution. Legislators in some jurisdictions are tuned to react to lists of names and signatures, while many others dismiss the validity of such so-called evidence. Someone standing on a street corner asking for signatures can't typically be described as a fulsome dialogue and engaging informed and educated citizens. In contrast, a petition in a localized area, a neighborhood for example, showing signatures, names, and addresses of residents who support or oppose some given measure will certainly have more weight on such measures that immediately affect that neighborhood. In contrast to the increasing number of jurisdictions where petitions are being viewed in questionable terms, in other words, the realm of government relations, the usefulness of petitions in advocacy in the non-governmental world is increasing. A list of signatures presented to a company typically today has more effect than that same list given to a legislature. The very same petition parlayed through the media can also generate dialogue, sometimes affecting the attention of policymakers, and here it's more the public mobilization and attention than it is the number of signatures. Interestingly, though, lobbyists will sometimes present these very same lists of signatures on some given issue on behalf of their clients ostensibly as a display of evidence of public support or opposition. The bottom line is that the petition is a tool, and an increasingly highly nuanced tool that needs to be appreciated in the specific circumstance that one is engaged in when trying to make change. Is the change controlled by a government or corporate entity? Is the change more technocratic in nature? Is it symbolic or legalistic? And it's important to distinguish when a demonstration of public support is actually needed, and when it's absolutely critical, as well as what actions are immediately hoped for by showing that level of public support or opposition. Read more in the book, Advocacy Explained. And if you're someone getting into the nitty-gritty of putting a campaign together, check out Advocacy: The Companion Handbook. Both are available through Amazon, and The Companion Handbook is also available through dozens of online retailers worldwide. You've been listening to Before, Behind, and Between, a podcast of Henley Point Productions. For more information about this podcast, or to listen to archived episodes, visit stephenchristiansen.ca or henleypoint.ca. You can also listen to this program on all major streaming apps and podcast platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Google Podcasts. I'm Stephen Christiansen. Thanks for listening.
Production of Stephen Christiansen. Podcast complete.